pretty good. It's pretty good to beat those guys that way. Definitely feels good. It was a little boring for me at the end there. So
yeah, I mean, it's actually a play. I don't know. I think we practiced it once this week, but we actually practiced it a few times the first week we played Pittsburgh, and we thought it'd be good. And actually, the look they gave us was the second favorite look we were looking for. The first look was something else, and Jordan did a great job of adjusting, and I saw that there was no one in the middle of the field and just wanted to give him a chance, and he does a great job of going up, and it was a little bit behind him, but he rips the ball away and then, you know, runs in for the touchdown. I threw it pretty quick, and I saw him catch it and rip it away from the guy, and I thought, at least this time, maybe he'll score. Yeah, I think, you know, what's so great about this group of guys is we don't care who gets the credit. You know, we just want to win the game, and you know, I think good teams find different ways to win games. So whether it's winning on the last play of the game or with a field goal or a touchdown pass or, you know, the defense coming out and really shutting their offense out and us, you know, hitting a few big plays here or there. And I think I only had 17 pass attempts. So, you know, we moved the ball well and we had big shot, you know, chunk plays. It's great. I think, you know, more importantly, to get a win in the division after losing the first two is huge, you know, down the road. So it's good, and hopefully we build off this momentum. You definitely could tell they were, you know, trying to stop the run. I mean, especially in our no-huddle looks, the safeties were down, and that's where we got a lot of our big play, passing plays was off of play action in the no-huddle. And, you know, so when you have something that's working really well and the defense tries to take it away, you got to take advantage of what they try to do, you know, taking it away, and we hit some big passes behind that. I think the last time the Browns beat the Steelers, I was the backup quarterback for the Steelers that day. So, you know, coming in you know, off of what we did last week and knowing what the situation was, playing, you know, the Pittsburgh at home, I knew the crowd would be crazy, and they did a great job. You know, they made it, you know, I think there was a few false starts when it was loud, and they stayed the whole time, which is great. I mean, even though it was 31-3, they stayed in it, and, you know, they deserve it. Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, they try to take away the run game, especially in our no-huddle stuff, and we kind of expected that, especially with the way, you know, we played against them in the second half last time. So Kyle did a great job of scheming up, you know, a bunch of plays that could take advantage of it, and really we hit most of them. So, you know, to be able to do that and, you know, have big chunk plays and score quickly, I mean, I felt like we were barely even on the field, to be honest with you. I mean, we had 2-3 and outs to start the game, which is obviously not what we talked about, you know, the way we wanted to start. But then we get the ball back, and it's like boom, 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 and, you know, we hit one over their heads, and it's a touchdown. So it was a great job capitalizing on what they were, you know, trying to take away and hit something behind them. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, in the flow of the game, you don't really know it much, but as the game's winding down, I look at the scoreboard, 8-for-17. I mean, that might be the fewest pass attempts I've had since high school. So, but like I said, you know, this team is so special because it doesn't matter, you know, if the defense does a great job and the offense, you know, hits a few explosive plays and we get up on them or whatever it is, you know, we just want to win, and no one cares who gets the credit. It's tough. I mean, Alex is, you know, other than Joe Thomas, you know, he's been the anchor of that offensive line for long before I got here, and you know how much it means to him. And, you know, I think when you see him getting carted off and the whole team comes up to check on him, you know, it shows how much he means to this offense. But in the same sense, you know, we always talk about next man up, and we knew coming into this game we had a few injuries, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then you go, guys are going down, you know, during the game, and the next guy just steps up, and Greco shifts over to center, and Paul comes in and does a great job at guard. I mean, you know, that's what great teams are made of, is you know, every guy on the team being ready to play. You know, you might be inactive 1 week, and the next week you got to step up and be ready to play. And you know, they did a great job. And I think, you know, Greco gets enough reps at center throughout the week that I wasn't worried about him snapping the ball or anything. Because, you know, usually when a center goes down, first thing that goes in my head is, gosh, you know, snap exchange, you know, problems. But I work enough with John, you know, for the past 2 years, really, that I felt more than confident about that.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, he did a great job. And like I said, he gets we take a lot of snaps throughout the week together. So it was something that, you know, obviously when Alex is down, you want to go over and get a few. And, you know, it's, you know, it was flawless the rest of the game. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think everybody knew exactly what needed to be done. And whether it was Greco going over to center and Paul coming in the game. And we knew, you know, with how much it means to Alex, we wanted to go out there and fight for him. And I think it gave us even more motivation. Yeah, I joked in here before, it was a little boring for me there at the end of the game. But, you know, good teams win games in different ways. And, you know, I think the defense played lights out today. And you know, as an offense, we hit some big plays, which made it easy for us to score. And then you look up at the scoreboard, and it's 31-3. I mean, you know, you got to just find ways to win. And we did a pretty good job of that today. I think he came in with the right mentality, and I think our players bought into what he was selling. I think from day one, You know, he talks about toughness, physical and mental toughness, sense of urgency, accountability, those types of things. And I think our guys, you know, bought in, and you know, it's a testament to him that we're playing the way we are because he's got our mentality in the right place. And hopefully we keep building off this momentum.
Yeah, I mean, you're expecting to be down 6-0, and then, you know, you get the ball back. It changes the mentality, kind of similar to last week when they go for it on fourth down. You know, you mentally, you're getting ready for a certain situation, and then you get the ball, and, you know, we go down and score. It was great.
Wow. Yeah, we had it in the game plan, and, you know, we thought it would be good. And sometimes when you roll out there without, you know, anyone, you know, it's a naked, so there's no one out there protecting you, and you get a little antsy because you're not sure if someone's going to fly up. And I felt like I had to throw it a little early before he looked, so I just didn't want to overthrow him. I probably, you know, looking back, I probably could have waited a second and got him a touchdown so he didn't get chased down by Kiesel. But, you know, I put that one on me. I think Jordan, you know, is still a pretty fast tight end. He showed it on the next one.
Just the way we can hit a defense, there's so many ways to attack it, and I think you see that especially when we get into the no huddle, and you know, when you hit a big play and you get into no huddle, you know, the defense is tired, and yeah, we're tired too, but we're prepared for it. So you know, I think that's a big part of it, and Kyle just, you know, Kyle takes it upon himself personally to scheme up plays and watch the film, and you know, he takes it personally if he doesn't get the right play call for the right coverage or blitz or whatever it might be, and as a quarterback, to know that you have a guy who's, you know, putting in that effort, you feel really comfortable with the game plan because you know that he's put his time in and he's prepared. So and I think as each week goes on, we get to trust each other more and more, and I have a feel for what he's going to call, and I think he has a feel for what I like, and that's just a great relationship that keeps building.
I don't think you necessarily do, but I think when you go up and you just start in no huddle, the defense knows what you're doing. And instead of trying to get a bunch of calls, they can kind of get their calls in quick. And I think when, you know, you get a few plays here or there and then you hit it on them, it's kind of a surprise. Whereas, you know, you just go up and you know, run no huddle, it's something that they're prepared for. And I think when you can go in and out of it the way we do, you know, you can always catch them off guard a little bit.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, you know, people want to talk about our defense. You know, I don't have any doubt in our defense. I had to go against them all offseason long, all training camp. And, you know, we have great players over there. And, you know, talk about next man up. Some guys really stepped up over there today. And, you know, for me, you know, this is only my second year here, but, you know, I know how much it means for these players to beat Pittsburgh. You know, they haven't had great luck against them, you know, for the past however many years. So to beat those guys in the fashion we did it, you know, feels really good.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I can't speak for other guys, but, you know, I don't think anyone walked into this game on our team, you know, fearing playing Pittsburgh. And I don't know if that's a mentality that has been around here for a long time, but it's definitely something that's growing. And you just got to continue to go out and build on that. It's, like I said, it's a long season. So, you know, we have 11 more games to go, and we just have to continue to get better, you know, keep getting better every week.